You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ted O'Dell with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. Good evening, Ted. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Very good. You got some interesting news in a press release you put out the end of the week. The goal for gathering signatures for a petition drive to get putting a casino in Lansing on the ballot, looks like you may have the signatures for it.
That is correct. We're pretty excited about it, and we will be turning those signatures over to the city clerk this coming Friday. As you know, we've been working for the last 6 weeks with a volunteer organization to gather signatures in and around in Lansing to put the question on the ballot asking the citizens if they would like a Native American casino in Lansing.
How many signatures were needed, Ted?
Originally, the number was 4,178, and that's based on 5% of registered voters in the city. I recently had a conversation with our city clerk, Chris Swope, and he had to purge some of the files, so our number actually dropped by about 3%. So not only were we able to hit our original goal of just over 4,000, we've gone above that.
Well, and going above that is no surprise, but you're also not going to stop quite yet either. When do you have to turn these signatures in?
Correct. Well, here's what we're doing. We're continuing to collect signatures to give us a buffer because even though we are vetting the signatures as they come in, there may be some signatures that are not valid. You know, someone may have moved since they've signed the petition, or they're not at that particular registered address or something like that, which is another reason for our additional signatures. But we're turning in what we have this coming Friday, and then we'll continue to collect signatures for the next 3 weeks. According to the city charter, the clerk has 15 days to vet our signatures, and then at the end of the 15 days, if we're found to have sufficient signatures, he then certifies those and then hands those over to the city council for action. If for some reason we don't have the exact certified number that he requires, then by city charter, he then gives us an additional 10 days to collect additional signatures.
And this has been a grassroots effort from the very beginning, the Lansing Jobs Coalition putting this together. Why bring a casino to Lansing? What is in it for the city?
Oh, my gosh, all kinds of wonderful things. What we're trying to do is help create jobs with benefits for folks here in Lansing. And what we're proposing is a temporary Native American casino. And the reason we're proposing that, there are several. The first reason is jobs with benefits, which would a temporary casino would employ 1,500 people following construction of the facility. And construction workers is going to be somewhere around 300 people as well, but we don't count that in our 1,500. And if the citizens agree and say we should have Native American gaming here in Lansing, 2% of the slot machine revenues, as required by state law, go to the local units of government. So in this case, it would be the city of Lansing proper, as well as the city police, fire, and EMS personnel, Lansing K-12 Public Schools, LCC, the Lansing Capital Area District Library, CATA, and then Lansing Parks and Recreation.
So you're seeing this as a win-win for the city, for employment, all around.
Absolutely. And what we're looking at with a temporary casino, and the reason we call it temporary is because the temporary casino doesn't traditionally have a convention center, an entertainment venue, or four-star restaurants. They basically serve hot dogs, beer, and hamburgers, and their primary interest is gaming. And traditionally what happens is Native American tribes will build a temporary casino, and then over several years, they then plan with the city to build a permanent facility, which would certainly include a hotel, a casino, a conference center, entertainment venue, and things of that nature.
Now, I'm sure because you're up on news in the area, you're aware that in Battle Creek, their Firekeepers Casino is preparing for the construction of an 8-story, 242-room hotel for the expansion of the casino facilities over there.
Absolutely, and what we're saying is that should be here. We need that here in the capital city of Lansing. We've been watching the tribe over in Battle Creek. through this entire process. We actually started this process back in October of last year and just started gathering signatures about 6 weeks ago. Actually, we would have been done prior to now if had the weather cooperated, but we got rained out on several occasions. But yes, for anyone who's interested, there's a lot of wonderful things happening in Battle Creek with the Native American tribe there. And our group is saying, you know, we're the capital city. We really need jobs here in the community. And we would love to see a $3 to $5 million investment right here in Lansing. And we truly believe it would be a springboard for all businesses downtown, including bars and restaurants and gas stations and other entertainment venues that currently exist. And if there's anything that we can do to help facilitate that and help Lansing turn this economic tide, we're willing to do that.
We have about a little less than a minute left, Ted. But
sure.
But when speaking with officials from the city, which I believe you have done, the reaction from them is what? Let's get it in front of the voters?
It's very positive. I know the mayor is on board with us. We've met with just about all the city council members and county commissioners who have portions of the city. But the city charter does say once these signatures are certified by the clerk, the city council has 30 days to act, so they, as a body, can go ahead and vote this thing in and start creating jobs immediately, or push it to the November ballot and then let the citizens vote on it.
Well, it's been an interesting story to watch and follow. I thought the Battle Creek developments were an interesting sidebar to all of this for what could be possible. And as you said, creating jobs. These aren't adding to current ones. It's creating new ones. So it's always
Absolutely.
Been an interesting concept. Ted, I appreciate your time so much. We'll continue to follow the story along.
Anytime, Cheryl. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ted O'Dell, Lansing Jobs Coalition. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.